Thanks for spending time with us on the green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Earlier this year, the Delaware Symphony Orchestra began writing a new chapter in its long history, announcing the appointment of Argentinian-Italian conductor Michelle DeRusso as the orchestra's new music director, the first woman to hold that role in the symphony's century-plus history. In this edition of Arts Playlist, DeRusso sits down with Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny as she prepares to take the podium as the orchestra's music director for the first time in October.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and what drew you to orchestral music and conducting orchestral music.
Yeah, I think that, you know, for everyone, the path to conducting can be very different, right? For me, it wasn't the usual, you know, playing an orchestra and falling in love with conducting. For me, I started performing professionally, dancing and singing in a musical theater company. And I realized that although that was kind of the dream of my life, I felt like I didn't have control over the artistic vision and musical ideas that were being put forward. And so I wasn't sure if conducting was what I wanted to do. I was already studying conducting, but until I conducted an ensemble for the first time, and I was in front of a 60 more or less people ensemble, and I conducted Beethoven 5, the first movement. It was part of a final exam. When I did it, I don't know, I just felt this immense passion for it and just feeling the energy of the musicians, connecting with them without saying anything, right? It's all nonverbal language. It was the most special experience of my life. And I think that's the moment where I decided I would be a conductor. And so I kind of switched my focus a little bit and dedicated fully into conducting, kept dancing and working, doing that in Argentina. But then eventually I moved to the US to pursue conducting professionally, went to grad school here. And now I've been around 10 years in the US, which is kind of insane. So that's my story. It's kind of different.
As part of your audition here in Delaware, you got to spend some time with the orchestra. You conducted them in performance. And I wonder if you could kind of take me back to two different moments in that experience. The first time that you stepped up on the podium in front of that orchestra in a rehearsal, and then the end of the final concert that you conducted them on. And tell me what was going through your mind in those instances.
Yeah, so the first time I conducted them was during a guest conducting week before the search even opened up. I was just, I guess, doing one of their masterworks. And already then I felt there was a special connection with the ensemble and with the audience and with everyone at the team. And I was like, you know, I didn't even know that there was going to be a search yet at that time. But I thought, oh, it would be so amazing to work here. You know, when you feel like it feels like home, and just working with everyone was such a great experience at that time that I thought, oh, I hope I'm back. I hope, you know, I can keep working this relationship. So then when the position opened up, I definitely applied. And, you know, the search is quite grueling for everyone. It takes a long time. So I would say that after my final week of the search, I felt very happy with myself. I felt that I had done good work, very intense week, you know, besides the conducting aspect of it, which is really important. We have to go through a lot of other interviews with the search committee, with the board, with the union representative, with our audiences in a community Q&A. So by the end, I thought, okay, I've done my best. I thought I had really done musically what I wanted to do with the orchestra. I thought I had taken them to the level that I wanted to take them for our concerts. We had great concerts. And I'm just so happy to start this new journey officially with them. And I'm just so looking forward about all the possibilities and things we can do together.
I wonder, can you talk a little bit about your approach to putting together a program and even putting together a full season?
Right. Yeah, that's a tricky thing, right? You have 5 subscription works, and sometimes you always want to add more concerts, but you always want to do more. But as of now, we have 5 subscription works, and then we have our chamber series, which sometimes is a small ensemble but conducted, and sometimes it's maybe just a brass quintet, right? So we have different offers for different audiences and, of course, different repertoire. My goal throughout these years to come is to really embed ourselves in the community and really have strong partnerships with everyone, because our mission is to serve our community, right? So we're bringing the highest possible level of music making and of artistry, but it is also dedicated to the people of Wanakamsia. So I wanna always have that in mind. And of course, as I get to know everyone, I'll know what things work best. And then I think it is a balance between what the orchestra needs to grow and to improve, because we're always, as artists, we're perfectionists, So we're always thinking on what can we do better, what repertoire can we learn that is new, that is exciting. And so I think about that, but I also think about the repertoire that maybe the audience wants to see that hasn't seen yet. And this season is like just a glimpse. I think the next season will be artistically more mine in some ways, because I'll have more time to think about it. And we're already kind of working on it because, we work ahead. And also, I want a season that will have a coherent idea from beginning to end, and it's not just, potpourri of things. And so this year, I thought we were really mindful of including, we have some Tchaikovsky Symphony Number 4, we have Beethoven Symphony 3, we have a sci-fi concert too. And then, we're doing Strauss, the Rosen Cavalier, we have Firebird. So I feel there's a little bit of everything. We have new music too. We're doing Lieberman, the flute concerto. We're going to be playing some Anna Klein. So there's a little bit of everything. And I'm just excited about maybe bringing the audience with me in this artistic vision throughout the years and introduce them maybe to things that they think they're a bit crazy, but that I know that they'll understand.
I want to sort of shift gears a little bit and talk about classical music, the larger sort of industry. And looking at the kind of the top 20 US orchestras right now, there are only two women conductors represented out of that group. And I wonder what, or music directors, I should say. What can we do as audiences, as enthusiasts, and what do we need to do to increase that equality kind of at the upper echelon of orchestral music?
Wow, that's a great question. I think it's tricky because it not only depends on the acceptance from the audience, right? That is maybe ready to see a woman conductor. It also depends on the board, right? Of accepting and not gatekeeping those positions, because they do have a really important role to play, and they can help a lot if they want to. So I think that the more we can diversify our boards, our audiences, I think we can make our orchestras and our conductors look more like the demographics of the places we're in. So I think that's crucial. It is also crucial to start the education earlier. So I think schools, teachers have a very important role to play in encouraging women to do it and to giving them the, I would say, the resources to do it. And I think that's part of it why we co-created with some of my colleagues Girls Who Conduct, because we thought if we can catch girls when they're starting to even think about it and they want to know what the field looks like, what are the things they need to learn, then giving them the tools to tell them this is what the profession is looks like. These are other possibilities of things you could do, right?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to ask you about Girls Who Conduct and how can people find out more about that program?
Yeah, so right now, what we try to do is to create partnerships with orchestras and try to bring workshops so that these girls can have actually like practical experience in front of a professional ensemble. So we do that. We have a website where you can find us and you can submit any questions you have, or if you want to, we're trying to form a board for it too. So if you want to be a part of our board, and then we do sometimes online, we try to do it once a year, but this online classes where we are six women conductors. I'm the orchestra one, someone is in opera, choral, and more academic wind band conducting. And so we all present about different topics, being it programming, actual technique for conducting, career paths and how to learn more about all of these things, about workshops, and we just provide all of these resources. So if you want to get in touch, you can go to girlschool.connect, our website, but also you can get in touch with me. I'm happy to chat.
You know better than almost anybody, a conductor's job doesn't begin and end on the podium. There's a huge fundraising and community engagement aspect to it as well. And I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about some of your plans for community engagement and especially engaging with younger audiences.
It's so crucial. I feel as a music director, the title is such because it's not just for the orchestra. I feel like you're the music director, of course, of the organization, but of your community, right? Of the people that are following you. And so for me, especially because I'm new, to Delaware, but it's so beautiful already, and there's so many things I would like to do. But I think it's important for me to get to know my community, and that's what I want to do during the first year, to attend events and to see what where people like to gather, what people like to see, what people like to do. And everybody has been already so welcoming. I think it's going to be really easy to feel a part of this community. Besides doing that, we were talking about ideas of things we would like to do, but I came with ideas of doing pop-up concerts in different areas. So it could be like a farmer's market, or maybe there's a festival happening. I think that people need to see us. We need to go to them too. I also think it is important to provide different kinds of experiences and not just masterworks. And so we're working on an explorer concerts, which are for schools, to see if we can bring them into the schools as well, not just have them at the theater, have family concerts that are specifically for families, so that it's at a time where they can come, where they feel they can bring their children. I would say the last one that I'll say about this for younger audiences that are not kids, that are like, young adults, I think social media is quite crucial. So we need to get on that bandwagon on having them in our audience.
So really breaking down some of those walls between the orchestra and the audience.
Yes, absolutely. I would like to do that because, I don't think anyone wants classical music to become a museum, right? And I think it's a live arts with people that are alive doing it, right? So somehow I think we need to find a way how to bring this to everyone in this world of globalization and technology that we live in. And I believe our product is excellent, and so then how can we make people love it as much as we do? Because I feel like people love music. It's not that. So there's somewhere I would say in the whole classical industry, somewhere where we're not connecting entirely with our audiences.
Well, Michelle DeRusso, thank you so much. Best of luck. Welcome to Delaware, and look forward to seeing you on the podium in just a couple of months.
Yeah, can't wait to see you all, get to meet you all. And please, I keep saying this because I really mean it. At the end of the concert, I would love to meet you all. So just wait for me to dry the sweat off 5 minutes, and I'll be out there talking to all of you to see what you thought and what you liked, what you didn't like. I really want to know.
Thanks to the Delaware Symphony Orchestra's new music director, Michelle DeRusso, and our Martin Matheny for joining us on Arts Playlist. You can learn more about Girls Who Conduct at girlswhoconduct.org. For information on the Delaware Symphony Orchestra's upcoming season, visit DelawareSymphony.org. And to hear more from Michelle DeRusso, including her influences and her favorite musical, check out the full version of this interview at DelawarePublic.org.